From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Recently, Dr. Cairns began a series of studies in Psalm 119. The subject of the psalm is the Word of God. As he expounds the teachings of this psalm, Dr. Cairns is emphasizing the theme of living clean in an unclean world. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 4. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. We may understand this to refer to justification. They shall walk in white, that is, they shall enjoy a constant sense of their own justification by faith. They shall understand that the righteousness of Christ is imputed to them, that they have all been washed and made whiter than the newly fallen snow. Again, it refers to joy and gladness, for white robes were holiday dresses among the Jews. They who have not defiled their garments shall have their faces always bright. They shall understand what Solomon meant when he said, Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart. Let thy garments be always white, for God hath accepted thy works. He who is accepted of God shall wear white garments of joy and gladness, while he walks in sweet communion with the Lord Jesus. Whence so many doubts, such misery and mourning? It is because so many believers defile their garments with sin and error, and hence they lose the joy of their salvation and the comfortable fellowship of the Lord Jesus. They do not here below walk in white. The promise also refers to walking in white before the throne of God. Those who have not defiled their garments here shall most certainly walk in white up yonder, where the white-robed hosts sing perpetual hallelujahs to the Most High. They shall possess joys inconceivable, happiness beyond a dream, bliss which imagination knoweth not, blessedness which even the stretch of desire hath not reached. The undefiled in the way shall have all this, not of merit nor of works, but of grace. They shall walk with Christ in white, for he has made them worthy. In his sweet company they shall drink of the living fountains of waters.
At this season of the year, the thoughts of God's people turn with special emphasis to the miracle of the Incarnation, the incomprehensible truth of Emmanuel, God with us. The Apostle John wrote, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Prior to the birth of the Lord Jesus, Joseph was told, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." To assist you in meditating upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, we're happy to offer a unique publication called The 12 Days of Christmas. Written by Roger Ellsworth, an experienced minister and writer, The 12 Days of Christmas is a small paperback book containing 24 devotions, each including a short scripture reading, several paragraphs, and a concluding To Think About section that draws lines of application from the text to modern-day life. The book is intended to help the hearts and minds of believers to focus on the wonder of the Incarnation, as well as to encourage unbelievers to come in repentance and faith to Christ. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make this inspirational booklet available free of charge to our listening audience. You may have a copy simply by contacting us by phone, email, or regular mail. You may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We encourage you to request your free copy of The 12 Days of Christmas while supplies last. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of the first in a series of messages on a theme which is vitally important for Christians today, living clean in an unclean world. The text is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. In this particular message, Dr. Cairns has been focusing on the ninth verse, which asks the question, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?" and then answers it, "By taking heed thereto according to thy word." If we would live clean, we must know the place of the Bible in our lives. We must accept it as the very word of the living God and submit to its commands. Then we must know how to use the Bible properly. We're to exercise our minds according to the Scriptures. That will preserve our behavior or our way. Also, Dr. Cairns has emphasized that we're to examine the meaning of our lives in the light of God's Word. The Bible alone shows the purpose of living. And finally, we must bring our morals to the scrutiny of God's Word. The Lord demands holiness of life in His people. And now to bring God's Word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
Look at Psalm 119, again in verse 128. "Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right." I like that. I like that. Listen, let me tell you, this is where a Christian stands. This is where God is telling. If you want to have a clean way, if you want to have a life that God can say is clean and is blessed and will be prospered by God in a spiritual fashion, if you want to have a life that counts for God, you say you're a Christian. I'm speaking to those who claim to be Christians. Listen, he's saying, when the Bible says something, that's it. That's it. There's no more argument. The debate's over. I've often said from this pulpit, God doesn't have opinions. God doesn't have a viewpoint. God does not deal in concepts. Those are all human things. God is truth. And His Word is truth, absolute truth. It's the bottom line. It's the last word. And when God says it, make an end of argument. I esteem all that God says on whatsoever subject. To be right. To be true. So examine your morals in the life of God's, in the light of God's Word. As Psalm 33, verse 4 says, "The word of the Lord is right." The idea is upright, straight. Sometimes used of a way that's straight. Isn't that what the Lord Jesus said? Straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to life. God is not taking you in some devious path. That's the way the devil takes you. His Word is right, straight. He'll deal with you honestly, deal with you uprightly, tell you the truth. He'll call it as it is, even when you can't see it. Now, how do your morals measure up when taken to the light of God's Word? How does your moral behavior, your way of life, how does it measure up when you bring it to the light of God's Word? What about your thoughts? What about your tongue? What about your ears? What you're taking in? What about the desires? What about the behavior? In the home, husband toward wife, wife toward husband, children toward their parents. In the workplace, in the secret place, nobody sees you except the Lord. How do your morals measure up to God's Word? when you take the law of God and you put it right against your life and you examine your morals, tell me, where do they stand? This is how to apply the Bible. This is the proper use of the Bible. I'll add one thing, and that's evaluate the merits of your life according to God's work. I'm not talking about saving merits. I'm talking about the value of your way of living. Life is a precious gift. It doesn't last for long in this world. This is just a preparation stage for an existence that's going to go on forever. But this life is a very precious gift. I'm sure most of you have seen some of the survivors of that U.S. Airways landing on the Hudson River. I'm sure you've heard them, as I have. And I hope it actually will never leave them. Makes you look at everything differently. When you've stared death in the face, you've sent a text message home for the last time to wife and children, I'm dying, I think. And I go, I want you to know I still love you. And then you get your life back. The testimony is, you realize how precious it is. Shouldn't take such an experience to make us understand how precious the gift of life is. It's just a heartbeat between us and death, just a step between us and death. Our breath is in the hand of our God. The only reason any one of us is alive is because God is keeping us alive. That's the only reason we're here. It's a precious gift. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? Some of you have physical strength, bodies that are bursting with health. What are you doing with it? Some of you have mental attainments and gifts that God has given. What on earth are you doing with them? What's the value of the way you're living? Tell me, and a very good way to work it out is, and I realize this may be difficult for young, very young people, but even then it has an application. You don't need to wait till you're old to start to do something worthwhile for God. Some of the greatest works of God that the church has ever seen done have been done by kids, young people. So one way to think of this is, if God were to take you out of the world today, if today like that you were in God's eternity, what value would there have been in this world for the life you've lived? What's the value? What's the worth? What's the product? Have you ever sought a soul for Christ? Have you ever knelt with a soul to point that lost one to the Savior? Have you ever taken the time to go out and hand them the gospel tract, show them the way of life? Not just as a matter of duty because you've got to meet some quota that somebody has set for you. No, because you love the Lord and this Bible is controlling your life. What does the Bible have to say about how you're living? The value of your life. I often think of King Saul. All you hear about Christians talking about King Saul is they always want to reduce it. Do you think he was saved or he wasn't saved? Look at it again. He was a man in his youth. Had everything. He's the best built man in the country, a physique that people would die for. Some of you are pumping iron and you'd pump from now to eternity, you'd never have a body like Saul's. Courageous, in the early days, humble, self-effacing, anointed king, and a new heart given to him. And yet as time went on, he drifted and drifted and drifted and drifted. When he came to the portals of eternity, he tried to pray and he couldn't pray. This worries me. For years I have cried to God that I would never end up this way. You're dying and you try to pray. You can't pray. There's nobody to listen to you. There's no answer. He was facing eternity. His cry was, I have erred exceedingly. My way was not directed by God's word. I've erred exceedingly. And I've played the fool. I've played the fool. Men and women, boys and girls. Is that the way you're going to end up? There is another way. I think of Saul of Tarsus. Good to take the New Testament Saul now over against the old. Saved, he also got a new heart. Saved, becomes Paul the Apostle. And as he's dying, waiting for the footfall of the executioner to come and lead him out and chop his head off, what does he say? I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing. Men and women, young people, here's the proper use of the Bible. Guard your life according to God's word. My time is gone, but I will finish on a positive note here, for the Bible warrants this in the text, and that's the power of the Bible in our lives. Wherewithal shall the young man cleanse his way? That's what the text is all about. The word of God has great sanctifying power. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Paul wrote to the Ephesians in chapter 5, verse 26, that Christ would sanctify and cleanse his church with the washing of water by the word. How does this work? Why is the Bible so important? Well, listen, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Paul said we walk by faith, and it's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, if you just read this Bible out of duty, if you just read this Bible out of guilt, you'll miss Christ. Christ is all through this book. This book is to lead you to the Savior. This book is to fix your faith on him. Everything in the Bible comes back to Christ, to the person and the work of the Redeemer. Insert Christ into every point that I have raised today. The place of the Bible, the place of Christ in our lives. Take heed to the Bible. Take heed to Christ in exercising your mind, in establishing the meaning of your life, and in examining the morals of your life and evaluating the merits of your lifestyle. Do it all in the light of Christ. Set Christ before you. And if you do that, then you will know the full power of God's word. You'll be able to say, thy word will cleanse my way. How to live clean in an unclean world. Thank you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.